More schoolgirls have been abducted in Nigeria. There are now close to 300 girls being held by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. That new attack was also in northeastern Nigeria, where Boko Haram has been active for years, often targeting schools. After a mass kidnapping 3 weeks ago, the militants said they would sell the girls into slavery. And now other countries, including the U.S., are getting involved in trying to find and free them. Here's President Obama yesterday speaking on NBC News.
I can only imagine what the parents are going through. So what we've done is we have offered, and it's been accepted, help from our military and law enforcement officials. We're going to do everything we can to provide assistance to them.
Michelle Fall is Nigeria bureau chief for the Associated Press. She's been able to interview one of the girls who was able to flee on the night of the first kidnapping. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Renee.
Tell us her story.
Well, she's a brave young woman. She says that when the gunmen came to her dormitory, they were sleeping. This was before dawn. These men came in. They had uniforms. They said, "Don't worry. We're soldiers here to help you." And she says it wasn't until that they were outside and these gunmen started setting fire to the school and shouting, "Allahu Akbar," which is "God is great," that it suddenly dawned on them. These were not soldiers. These were Boko Haram.
She was one of a handful of young women who escaped. How was she able to do that?
Police say there are 53 who have now come back and that there are still 276 girls missing. The girl I spoke with was able to escape on the first night. She said that they were loaded onto trucks. It was dark. In the dark, some of the girls clung to low-hanging branches overhead. This was an open-back truck. She says she hesitated. And then one of the girls said, "Me, I'm going. If they shoot me, they shoot me. But I don't know what else they might do to me if I don't go." So this girl jumped down, and the girl I spoke to jumped down. She says she ran into the bush, and she says, "I ran and I ran." And she says, "That's how I was able to save myself."
Mm. She must have been traumatized, though, and nothing to compare to those girls who were not able to escape.
You can imagine the conditions that they're in. They were taken initially to the Sambisa forest. Dense forest, humid heat, flocks of malaria-carrying mosquitoes. They're probably drinking water from rivers and streams that's not clean. We're told they're kept on the move. Every couple of days they're moving. So are they eating properly? It's not surprising that these girls are ill, apart from the trauma.
Why has the Nigerian government not seemed to be doing anything so far? I'm not saying they're not, but we can't tell that they're doing anything.
The Nigerian government claims they're doing aerial surveillance over the forest and across into the borders of Cameroon and across Chad. They say that they have soldiers on foot. The people I spoke to in Chibok said that they mounted their own search parties. They put money together, bought petrol, got on motorcycles and went into that very dangerous forest. As one of the people who was in the search party said to me, "Nobody saw any soldier man. But Nigeria's army is in hot pursuit. How is that?"
Michelle, there are other girls besides this group that we've been hearing so much about. Tell us about that. They were kidnapped before this group was kidnapped and girls who have been kidnapped since.
Absolutely. 2 weeks before the kidnappings at Chibok, 25 young girls were taken from a town called Konduga. They're still out there. They're still probably held captive and nobody is hearing about them. We have a new set of girls who were kidnapped. This happened on Monday night. 11 girls. These are much younger than the other ones. These girls are aged 12 to 15. And this comes right after the Boko Haram leader said in a video that he got to journalists that he was going to kidnap girls as young as 9 years old. He said that these girls will be his slaves and that he will sell them into slavery. He said there's a market for them, and I know it.
Hmm. Well, there's surely more to come in this story. We appreciate this update from you, Michelle. Michelle Fall is the Nigeria bureau chief for the Associated Press. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're most welcome, Renee. Good day.